Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and praise God, my fine wife Bev will be flying in this afternoon. Glory. Today's scripture, June 28th, Numbers 14:9. Do not be afraid, do not fear. Scripture says, only do not rebel against the Lord. And do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. I love that. The Lord is with us. Can you say hallelujah? Today's teaching is entitled, How You Can Lack for Nothing. Now, I was up early today, thanking the Lord for his peace, protection, promotion, provision, power, and the possibilities for today. And yes, I was praying for you as well. I was led to 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12, King James Version, says, and that you study to be quiet, to do your own business, to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you, here it is, and that ye may lack of nothing. Wow. First, I was taken by the phrase, study to be quiet. So I asked the Lord, how would you study to be quiet? I looked up study in the ESV, English Greek Reverse Interlinear New Testament, and it's more properly translated, aspire to a goal. That's why the Amplified Translation of 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says, make it your ambition and definitely endeavor to be quiet. In essence, our goal, our ambition, should live a quiet life. No less. Let's say it this way. Now, lest you think the word is telling us to become monks and not the kind that used to be on TV. Consider that the word quiet also means rest. One of our primary goals or ambitions should be to rest before God. I'm smiling as I say that. I tell you why. During the time that I was pastor of administration, the First Assembly of God Church in Goldsboro, North Carolina, I started a program called Network 6. Every day of the week, except Sunday, the men of the church would gather at 6 a.m. for a 15-minute teaching. Then we would have corporate individual prayer until 7, whenever they had to leave. Each month, I would pick a topic and have a different man share his revelation on the subject for 15 minutes or less. Afterwards, we'd have that time of corporate prayer for 15 minutes. Then the men would spread throughout the church and pray individually. I most often prayed prostrate on the floor. I always remember the morning when I was awakened. Yes, I confess I fell asleep. But one of the men that told me, shook me and said, Brother Harold, it's 7 a.m. Trying to make light of the situation, I smiled and told him that I was resting before the Lord. He smiled and said, it's good you were resting, but I don't think the Lord was able to get any because of the way you were snoring. Needless to say, today I'm talking about a different kind of resting in Him. It should be our ambition to lead a restful, quiet life, where we're able to focus on God and define our lives in relation to Him. It's a matter of what we have made our personal priorities. One of the things that I have to fight, in fact, that's one of the things that I jealously guard, is my time with the Lord. There are mornings where I feel the press of impending tasks that need to be completed. The enemy would like for me to delay my daily Bible reading and time with the Lord because he knows that meditation, time deferred, is rarely, if ever, going to be made up. Truthfully, 1 Thessalonians 4:11 contains real insight how every believer should live their lives. It says, and that you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we've commanded you. This verse is saying that during our rest, our quiet time, we should only be concerned by being doing things that God commanded us to do. Wow. This verse is saying that during our rest, our quiet time, we should only be concerned by doing the things that God commanded us to do. Here are five things that 1 Thessalonians 4:11 is telling us to do. 1, study. Make it your personal ambition. 2, be quiet, restful, free from outside distractions. 3, mind your own business. Be accountable for your own life. 4, work with your hands. Be productive. Back in the day, it was agrarian society, and people worked with their hands more than their heads. 5, follow God's instructions. Now, let's look at 1 Thessalonians 4:12, which says, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. Wow, that's glorious. Personalizing. That Dave and Diane may walk honestly toward them that are without. Dave and Diane may lack of nothing. Wow. That Laurel may walk honestly toward them that are without. Laurel may have lack of nothing. Wow. That Sonia may walk honestly toward them that are without. And Sonia may lack of nothing. Think on these things. First, we're told to walk honestly, to be truthful, to never lie. If the verse is telling us to walk honestly, that means the natural tendency is to do just the opposite. When the scripture says walk, it's demonstrating movement through the course of your day. Being honest is an absolute necessity, whether it's at home, PTA meeting, on the job, even at church. Second, scripture says that we're to be honest toward them that are without. We need to carefully consider our actions as we're interacting on a daily basis with a lot of folks who don't know Jesus. And we may be one of their few examples. For instance, don't borrow $5 from an unbelieving coworker and forget to pay it back. I even had one goofy guy whose logic is not in repaying a loan. Sure, it's the wealth of the wicked laid up for the righteous. At least that's what he says. And he didn't even read his Bible. I tell you that when you borrow and don't repay, you're anything but righteous. How do your actions, reactions, witness to unbelievers, co-workers? The Living Bible translation of 1 Thessalonians 4:12 says, As a result, people who are not Christians will trust and respect you. God is showing us that honesty toward others is one of the most important witnessing tools at our disposal. The Word says that even people who aren't Christians will trust and respect you. The best way to witness to your friends is not a gospel tract, though through the fruit of the Spirit, you can be manifesting it, should be, in your life, day in and day out. When we spend time with God, when we treat others right, when we acknowledge His role in our daily lives, then we can experience the blessings found in 1 Thessalonians 4:12, which the Living Bible says, as a result, people who are not Christians will trust and respect you, and you will not need to depend on others for enough money to pay your bills. Hear this now. Right behavior yields right results. We will never have to depend on others for help, whether through governmental assistance, family, or business loans, or anything or anybody else. For those of you going through difficult times, take comfort in this scripture. Child of God, I hope you're getting a hold of this scripture. I encourage you to write it out 3 times. Let me just say this. Put it on your smartphone, or if you don't have a smartphone, write it out 3 times on a note card. But get it down in your spirit. You'll never have to depend on others or enough money to pay your bills. Wow. Mary will never have to depend on others for enough money to pay her bills. Wow. Nicole will never have to depend on others for enough money to pay her bills. Samuel will never have to depend on others for enough money to pay his bills. Can anybody say hallelujah? The Amplified Bible translation of our scripture for 1 Thessalonians 4:12 says it this way, so that you may bear yourselves becomingly and be correct and honorable and command the respect of the outside world, being dependent on nobody, self-supporting, and having need of nothing. I find it significant that this translation says that we'll command the respect of the outside world by being financially independent. There'll be no need for a special gift from a family member to help you make it through another month. You'll command the respect of non-believers because you're working and have no unmet needs. In other words, our witness to non-believers is based on our ability to be financially free and independent. Conversely, you can't be an effective witness if you're broke and always depending on somebody else to be your miracle manifestation, to bail you out of every impending financial catastrophe. See, that's just not the way the Lord wants us to live. If you want to lack nothing in your life, then you need to study and meditate on 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. And once you do that, your life is going to be rich. You won't lack for nothing in your life. So study and meditate on that. You'll be so glad that you did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're blessed by the teaching or the ministry, go to heraldhearing.com. Click the button that says Sow a Seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says, and so will we ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern with my fine wife, Beth, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. Bye-bye.